Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Procol Harum bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Tom Borg. Tom is the author of Making Service Count. He's an expert in the marketplace and in the workplace, helping people communicate better. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about these conversations that we've got to start having. Post-pandemic conversations, the thing that I've been pointing out, Tom, and I started doing it about a year ago, a little over a year ago, actually, is getting ready for when this thing is behind us and we're sort of returning to what we kind of remember. But the problem with that is, that's the good news. The bad news is what we remember about what our customers wanted back then is almost certainly not what they want today. If we don't check in with them, if we don't have these conversations about what their expectations are, I don't think you're going to make it. What do you think?
Totally agree with you, Jim. We need to be in communication with our clients and customers. We should have been right from the beginning. Certainly that was the first thing we should have been doing, is checking in with them. But now we need to look at what's been happening, you know, back to our customers, our employees for a second. What do they see? What have they been hearing from our customers? Mm-hmm. That's one place to get some information. But also, directly from our customers, we should be talking to them. We should be polling them. What are their wants? What are their needs? What are their fears right now, right? They want some things a little bit differently than they were before this COVID thing started to happen. And we need mm-hmm. to get that communication going, get that connection. And then there are some things you're not going to be able to do that they may want. You may have to adjust some of the things that they're requesting and deliver it in a little different manner than they would totally like. But the fact is, we need to be in communication with them, and we need to be assessing just what do we need to do here to make this work.
Well, and you know, the thing is it's compounded now, because prior to the pandemic, all you had to worry about was what they wanted from you and making sure that you delivered. But now you have to also overlay that their concerns about safety and about their health, right? I mean, yes, we've never had to worry about this before.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's one of the challenges. And, of course, remember, what are people listening to? What are they reading? Who are they talking to? This affects their attitudes as well. So I think, in a way, we first have to educate our clients and customers about what it is we can help them with and do for them, and, you know, with the services that we provide and how we're doing it to keep them safe and to keep them a focal point as far as keeping them number one in our minds, as what their needs and wants are. At the same time, be able to help them understand what it is you are doing for them, and to educate them on what precautions you're taking and what are the things you're doing to make it safe for them. And at the same time, what are you doing to meet their needs and wants? You know, they still have to buy your services products. How do they want that different mm-hmm. than it has been? And what can you do to meet those expectations?
How do you ask the question? What are you recommending? You've got clients. What are you talking to? When you go back and reengage, of course, you probably didn't ever disengage, but when you're talking to your customers about the rest of 2021 business, what are you saying to them?
One of the questions is, how are you guys doing business now? I mean, for instance, when I'm talking with my clients in terms of working with their team members, how are you set up now? Are most people working from home? What are some of the concerns they've got? What are some of the changes you've made to accommodate this working from home? What are some of the changes you've made to take into account their concerns about being vaccinated, even? You know, because that's a concern. You know, if you're going to bring them back to work, you know, talk about that all day long, but for the most part, if a person's vaccinated, that will help people feel a little more secure, knowing that the guy next to them has been vaccinated. And,
right.
You know, if I'm going to go back to work, I'm going to be a little safer.
That's That's the thing. These are things. Yeah, and you know, there are people who are reticent to take the vaccine. But they, I mean, there's a real consideration that if you may not want to take the vaccine, but you could have business implications from not taking it.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
There's a conflict. There's a conflict out there, isn't there?
Oh, sure is. Not just are they having interaction with their fellow employees, but what about their face-to-face customers? You know, I mean,
yeah.
There's another concern. Are you legally liable for something like that? See?
Right.
Consider.
No, that's exactly right. I got about a minute, Tom. Wrap it up for us. What are your last thoughts on this? There's a third conversation. Tell us the other one.
Well, I would think the main thing is that when you have a conversation with yourself, you better sit down and just think about what do I need to do? What do I need to do next? And that would be to have a meeting with everybody now, or your employees, and figure out, okay, what are we going to do? Prioritize the top three things need to take action on, delegate who's going to do what, set some timelines, and then the next steps. So
mm-hmm.
I think if we do that, we'll be on the way to a better day tomorrow and the day after.
I need your website, Tom.
Easy to go to, tomborg.com.
B-O-R-G is the website. The book is called Making Service Count. Hey, Tom, good job today. Will you come back?
I sure will, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.